Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Transmission of the Power Hour. This is Ted Brower, your host for Tuesday, January the 13th, 2015. I want to start off this morning by congratulating Ohio State for their win last night, for their decisive victory over Oregon. What an incredible game that was. I must admit I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched a lot of it last night, and I kind of just recorded the rest of it. But Ohio State, incredible, incredible team. I'm absolutely amazed with a third-string quarterback they were able to pull that off. So congratulations again to Ohio State for an incredible victory for the college playoffs' first national championship. Well, I want to start off with some good news this morning because the rest of the news this morning is just kind of interesting, and so I'm going to try to give you my spin on it. You know, let me share something with you about this whole thing with France and the shooting that happened last week. I know we've talked about that, and I don't really want to talk much about it this morning because it's been completely beaten to death by the mainstream news. But I'm going to give you some of it from my take and let you know what I think about what's going on over there. Here's what's interesting. I've got a friend of mine who owns an AK-47 assault rifle, a Kalashnikov 308. High-powered rifle, incredible piece of equipment, actually. If you throw it in mud, it still fires. It's very, very non-temperamental, though it's not as accurate as long ranges like the M16 or the FNN 308 would be. But what's interesting about this particular gun, it has tremendous, tremendous amount of knockdown power. You know, what I find fascinating about all of this, and I don't really understand it because I don't want to make any judgments and tell you this thing was a false flag when I don't know it was a false flag, but it seems awfully strange to me this. I fired this weapon, and I fired it at watermelons. I fired it at all different types of containers, et cetera, et cetera. And whenever it hits something, especially at point-blank range, whatever it hits explodes, it just, especially watermelons, et cetera. And when I'm watching this video, the first thing I noticed is that this man was shot in the head, this police officer, at point-blank range, and it was almost a nonchalant kind of firing, almost as if he was firing a blank. And what was interesting about this particular video that's been now pretty much banned on YouTube is that there was no recoil of the head. This is a high-powered rifle. I mean, it's going to tear through and destroy and basically explode everything. Many of you don't remember, but you can watch the videotape of John F. Kennedy being shot. I don't recommend it for young children, but you can do it certainly as an adult. Almost all of us have seen it. And what ends up happening is his head recoils and part of his head blows off in this videotape, which has been basically shown all over the world for the past 60 years. And what I find strange about the incident that happened in France, this is a point-blank muzzle shot at the head of this police officer, and there was no blood. There was no recoil of the head. So I don't know about this whole thing being a false flag, though it seems strange to me, but what I will say is this. That man was not shot in the head by an AK-47. That I will say, that's not even possible because I fired the weapon too many times, and the recoil of his head, the explosion of his head, the blood and the material coming out of his head would have been everywhere on that sidewalk instantaneously, just like it was with John F. Kennedy. So I don't know what they're doing here. All I know is they have this huge million-plus man march with all of these dignitaries from all these different countries, and yet our King Obama does not show up over there. And I don't understand what in the world that was all about, why he thought that was such an insignificant thing that no one basically showed up except for a lower-level employee of the State Department. So the sad part about all of this is that we're being subjected to all of this nonsense over and over and over again. Now France has deployed basically 10,000 troops just around the Paris and the Eiffel Tower area with full machine guns to help to combat further outbreaks of terrorism. Well, you know what's interesting about this? Let me tell you a story. Years ago, I was at the Honda dealership in Winter Haven, which is close to where I live. And I was sitting there, and, you know, there's a million people in the state of Florida that carry concealed weapons. I'm going to tell you what the police officer said when we walked into the Honda dealership as soon as we come back.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So my son and I were looking at four-wheelers at the Honda dealership. This is kind of a little antidote for you guys this morning about the shooting. And a police officer walks in, you know, in full garb, police that has had his bulletproof vest on, Polk County Sheriff's officer. And I start talking to him. And we were sitting there, and I told him that I was basically licensed to carry a concealed weapon and that I was armed. And he looked at me and started laughing. And you know what he said to me? He kind of reached over there where I was sitting on the four-wheeler, and he whispered in my ear, and he goes, "If more good people carried guns, we'd get rid of the crime in Polk County." And he goes, "The only reason we don't have any more crime than we do in Polk County is because so many of you carry guns." And then I had another police officer. It was interesting to me. He said to me one day, he was here at the house, and we were talking to him, and it was a thing from the church. We were having a church meeting. He wasn't here at the house doing anything else besides talking. It was a church function, a party. And he was happened to be a police officer. And I told him that I had a concealed weapons permit. And he looked at me and he started laughing. He goes, "You know what I do?" He goes, "When I pull over somebody who has a concealed weapons permit," he goes, "I give them a pass." He goes, "I'll give them a verbal warning, whatever. If they're speeding, if they run a red light," he says, "I don't care. As long as there wasn't anybody harmed in the incident." He goes, "I always give them a pass. And I always say to them, look, if I ever need you, you remember me. Because you're carrying a weapon, I'm carrying a weapon, there's a lot of bad people out there, and obviously you've passed an extensive background check in order to be able to carry a concealed weapon, so take care of us, we'll take care of you." See, and that's the general attitude of what it should be like when a person has a concealed weapons permit. We should be able to say, wow, we trust that individual, especially if you're police officers. I remember years ago when we had the Travon Martin and the Zimmerman case here an hour from my house. Friends were calling me up from all over the country. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to have rioting in Polk County or in Central Florida because of this. And I said, no, we don't have to really worry about having rioting in the rural areas of Florida. And they said, well, why not? Why not? And I said, because everybody's armed. It's just not going to happen. The bad guys know that they're going to be going into groups of people where probably 1 out of 10 people are going to be carrying guns also, and it's simply not going to be allowed. We're not going to have rioting. So here's what I want you to do. I watched the video over the weekend. It was probably one of the most informative videos I've ever watched. And I'm not a big JFK conspiracy theory guy because I know that basically that whole thing was a setup by the CIA and the mob and everybody else who was involved in that, a lot of government officials. But I want you guys to watch a video. And it's not my video. I'm not trying to promote some, you know, my stuff here. This is the name of the video is JFK to 9/11. Everything is a rich man's trick. Now, it's one of the most eye-opening videos I've ever watched about false flags and what's going on in the government, who's doing what to whom. And it starts back off all the way in the early 1900s with the Federal Reserve Act and the Nazis in World War One. It's about a three-hour video. It's pretty long, so you need to have to kind of break it up where you can sit there and just kind of watch it one evening instead of watching the TV set and not learning anything. But it's called JFK to 9/11. Everything is a rich man's trick. It already has close to 50,000 views on just the one I'm looking at right now online. I'm going to repeat it to you one more time. I want everybody to write this down, and I want everybody to watch it. Then I want you to call me up in a couple of days when I'm back on the show again, and I want you to tell me what you think about this video. JFK to 9/11, everything is a rich man's trick. Now, I have not promoted any video broadcasts or any YouTube videos while I've been on the air with you. I've been on with you many times now, and there's a reason for that. I don't want to do that because there's a plethora of things you can choose from yourself. But this one is so good and so succinct in what it tells folks, I really want you to watch it because it goes into detail. So now France thinks that basically they're going to have 10,000 troops that are going to protect us against terrorist attacks. I find that interesting. But, you know, there's an interesting article here by Sky News reporter who makes a Freudian slip covering what they're calling a false flag in France. And it says, much has been made about the lack of blood in the video showing a French policeman allegedly shot in the head at point-blank range with an AK-47 assault rifle during the Charlie Hebdo attack. The video continues to be removed and censored on YouTube and other platforms despite the lack of blood. Yet countless videos of John F. Kennedy's head exploding from a long-distance shot remain on these websites. And what he says here is this. The Sky News presenter says, you can see the blood on the ground, which has been put there too. And then he catches himself and clarifies about the blood that was put there too. Now, I find that interesting. He's saying that the blood was placed there apparently after the shooting. Now, I don't know what that's supposed to mean. All I know is this. There's something really strange about all of this, and our government not even sending anybody over basically of any significance in order to determine what was going on. Now, again, we have 10,000 troops mobilizing at Paris. In Paris, and let me tell you, I've been to Paris many times. Been to the Eiffel Tower, walked around Paris. It's just another really, really big city, and 10,000 troops get sucked in there pretty quick. You'll notice them because there's still a lot of cops and police officers walking around there anyhow, especially by the embassies. They're all standing around with fully automatic machine guns, which is doing all the major embassies anyhow. And now they're going to be deploying 10,000 soldiers on home soil by Tuesday and post almost 5,000 extra police officers to protect the Jewish sites after the killing of 17 people by Islamic militants in the Paris in the last week, officials said. Now, what's interesting to me about this is this thing with the Jewish folks and Islam has been going on for thousands of years. It started supposedly all the way back in the Old Testament with Abraham and Sarah and Hagar and Ishmael and Isaac, in which basically Abraham decided to have a surrogate, have kids because Sarah had gotten so old, and Ishmael was born, and then basically Sarah had a baby, and then Isaac was born, who was the child of promise, and then we had this division right there at that point of the Jews and the Arabs. And these guys have been fighting each other since that Old Testament account, basically from thousands and thousands of years ago. And if we think that we're going to stop this Islamic-Jewish fighting, we're absolutely dreaming. I know when the Rothschild banking cartel made a pact with the world after World War II to bring Israel into existence, and if you don't believe that, look it up, and basically the Palestine people were displaced and Israel was put there. It was interesting to me because, you know, it caused a tremendous amount of suffering. Years ago we were on a cruise ship, and we spoke to a man who actually fought in that war on the ship. And I started asking him why he knew about it, because he was wearing a full military uniform for an officer from the British military at dinner one night. And he said that they basically ended up killing hundreds of thousands of Palestinians to displace them for Israel to be formed as a nation. Now, a lot of you will think, well, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's part of biblical prophecy. Well, that's your own opinion. Whatever you think is okay with you, it's okay with me. But the point is this. This has been a conflict since Israel was founded in 47. And we talked about this last week when Tex Mars was on. Israel is not a Christian nation. If you proselytize or you try to convert people to Christianity while you're in Israel, it's against the law and you can be imprisoned for it. And they warn you when you go to Israel, especially with youth groups or with Bible groups, not to proselytize because you may be beaten by the police officers there. The only religion that's allowed to be taught legally there is, of course, Judaism. And that's what's ironic to me is they're talking about how the freedoms of Israel and the freedoms of this and the freedoms of that. Israel is extremely racist as far as any other beliefs or views, but they do apparently have the number one they're listed as the number one homosexual resort in the world, which I find that also fascinating too, because they don't use the Old Testament anymore. They use the Babylonian Talmud, which Tex Mars talked about last week when he was on with me. So the whole thing is just obfuscation as far as I'm concerned. All of this is just a big mess, but I want you to watch that video. And let me know what you think about it the next time I come on. Now, let me clear this. I've got a bunch of other news stories I want to bring up. The Greeks have stopped paying taxes ahead of elections as central bank scrambles to halt bank run rumors. The Greeks are basically at it again. Greece has, some people say, over a 30% unemployment rate now. And the banking system there is basically in free fall, has been. They've actually seized the account holders' money now to try to pay off the bank's loans. Last week, we had some friends of ours who were from Germany who spent 2 or 3 days with us here. And we were talking about the euro. We were talking about the Greeks. We were talking about the different communities and the different countries. And what they told me was this. They said the euro is not working. They said the euro is not working at all. All it's doing is forcing Germany to sign on to all of the debt from all of these other nations that cannot balance their own budgets. And I remember my friend Oliver, he's one of the top executives at Porsche. He told me this experiment that they've done with the euro and trying to connect all of these different countries. He said there's too big of a cultural difference, too big of a work ethic difference, too big of a output difference as far as the countries. Some of the southern countries are more into the leisure and taking a lot of time off and basically getting to work late, showing up late, doing things late. And he says they don't really have a lot of productivity. And he said, and the problem is Germany's been basically forced now to take over the entire eurozone as far as stabilizing the currency. Now, we all know that the euro used to be $1.65 against the dollar. Now it's down to like $1.19 against the dollar. Gold now is basically spiking this last week, even though we're having commodity prices falling. A lot of investors are starting to flee into gold now because they think that basically the central banks are going to start printing huge amounts of currency now, which is going to run the commodity prices back up again because of inflation. But unless we increase the velocity of money, that's not going to happen because a lot of the banks now, because they're trying to maintain their reserve requirements for their fiat currency. In other words, they have to maintain a certain percentage of real money based upon all the digital money or the other money they printed or made out of nothing. They're basically scrambling to maintain a larger amount of reserves. And that's why they're buying a lot of the money from the Fed now, just rolling it back over and basically the government bonds and basically making the spread on the interest doing that. And we talked about that last week at length, or 2 weeks ago, with Michael Schneider. So basically the Greeks have had enough of all of this, and they're basically had enough. Now let's go to Venezuela. Venezuela right now has military occupying its stores. Customers are seizing scarce groceries. Food shortages in the formerly prosperous Venezuela. And now they're saying in this story is a direct result of the country's descent into socialism. I don't buy that. I believe that, you know, that country was actually doing okay under Chavez, Hugo Chavez, but he asked for the gold back for Venezuela, and suddenly they start having all these problems in Venezuela. In addition to that, he comes down with cancer. And I'm not saying that they gave the guy cancer, but I will tell you this, you know, he sure had a funny and strange death. I guess it wouldn't be funny, but it was an odd death in how he died, especially right after he had asked for the gold. Remember, the same thing happened in Libya. The same thing happened with all these different people. When they start asking for their gold, they start wanting to get off the petrodollar. Suddenly, their countries are basically sacrificed on the altar of the dollar, and they're basically taken away. Here's another interesting article that I had come across this morning, and it talks about, should all nonprofits lose their tax-exempt status? We'll cover that when we come back from break.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like a green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free, and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Ted Brower. We're going over the news right now. L.A. Marzulli is going to be my guest today for the full 2 hours. We're going to be talking about Nephilim, Genesis chapter 6, what happened with the giants, what happened with the watchers. We're going to go into the book of Enoch. We're going to go into detail on what happened thousands of years ago on this planet, which is still being manifest today. I want everybody to stay tuned for L.A. Marzulli today. He's one of my favorite guests. He's also one of my favorite researchers and scientists that I've listened to over the years. He's been on the History Channel many, many times, especially on their Alien series. And I really like this guy. And he's really, really got his act together. And he's going to be coming on at 9 at the top of the hour. And so we're going to have a lot of phone calls for him. We're also going to open up the calls here at the bottom of the hour in about 5 or 6 minutes because what's going to happen is I'm going to cover some more news right now, and you guys are going to make some comments on it, and I'm always enjoy speaking with you. 855-995-6923. That's 855-995-6923. And if you get online right now and you want to speak with LA, just tell the board operator, and that way we'll hold your phone call until he comes on at 9 o'clock. We're probably taking phone calls in about an hour, though, with L.A., so you'd be on for quite a while. You might want to just call back on that. But let's talk about nonprofits for just a second. This guy wrote this article that said why all nonprofits should lose their tax-exempt status. And he goes into examples stating how Harvard has tens of billions of dollars in their endowment funds and people donate money to the universities all of the time, and they invest them like any other corporation would make money with, and basically they should not be considered tax-exempt. Now, I find this all fascinating. Here's why. I've been involved with a lot of nonprofit organizations. I've helped them with their fundraising over the years. And what I found that there are good nonprofits and there are bad nonprofits. I try not to work with the bad nonprofits anymore, and I try to work only with the good ones. But that's kind of hard sometimes to differentiate. But here's what I've learned. Most of them are good. And most of them basically use their ministries as conduits in order to run money through, in order to help people, in order also to continue to make the ministry grow. But there are some of them out there, they hoard cash and they hoard money. I know one major TV broadcast that has hundreds of millions of dollars of the net worth of the billions that are nonprofit. And a lot of what they do, well, I don't agree with. Now, sadly enough, I think that, you know, this whole thing with not having to pay taxes, I think we need to go back to pre-1913 as far as the IRS, regardless of the United States. And I don't think anybody should have to pay taxes, and there should be tariffs as how the government should be funded. But that's just my opinion, and I think a lot of you who are listening to me have feel the same way. But I do know one man in particular here locally. He's got a big facility, but he has like $4 million in cash, and he has more than enough operating capital coming in every single month and basically has hoarded the money. Now, the sad part about that is the books are closed in the organization. I know because of inside information. And I know that if people knew what he was doing with the money or the cash, if the books were open, they probably would stop supporting the ministry. Now, see, that's what I have a problem with. And I've told you this before in the air, and I mean this very sincerely. If you have a nonprofit organization and you are a church or you're tax exempt, I personally believe that your book should be open for the complete scrutiny of the parishioners or the folks that are contributing to that organization. I believe they should be able to see where the money is going and how it's being distributed. I know I go to a Baptist church here in Central Florida now. Pastor Jay is our pastor. It's like 10,000 members. Books are completely open. They tell you where every penny goes, where every penny comes in, exactly how it's spent, and they're always pretty much cashed out of any money in the savings of the church because they're always using themselves as a conduit to help the needy and help the poor and help everybody else they can possibly help. I think that's correct. I think that's the way these nonprofits need to be held, or even if they wanted to keep 6 months or even up to a year of cash flow reserves in case they had a downturn in the economy to maintain their overhead, I'm okay with that too. But just to hoard cash, hoard cash, hoard cash, hoard cash, or have this incredibly extravagant lifestyle where they're spending $20,000-$30,000 a night on hotel rooms, you know, when they travel abroad or they're flying around in G5 jets, you know, there's the point we have to just say, you know, where's the money going? And again, if they want to do that and have their books open and the people know that's where the money's going, then they can go ahead and do that too, as far as I'm concerned. But as far as why all nonprofits should lose their tax exemption, I don't think that's right. I think they basically should maintain tax exempt status, but they also should be able to spend the money that they have that's coming in order to help the people that they're supposed to be helping. Eurostat, real unemployment rates. Some people are saying that in France, the actual unemployment rate's over 30% now, and the Eurozone in general is over 20%. And that could be one of the reasons that we're having such a huge problem in France, because of the fact that so many of these young kids, which is basically over 50% now, the young men are unemployed. And that's every time you get these central banks involved in trying to regulate these economies, you get into a situation where you end up causing more problems than you do goods. Now, let's go to Washington real quick. In Washington, this is Washington State. Is now saying that if you're a foster home person, you have to vaccinate all of your children with the flu shot, or we will take away your babies and your foster kids. Now, that's kind of sad, because we're going to talk about vaccinations when we come back, especially we're going to talk about the Gardasil shots. And so we come back, stay tuned. We're going to be giving you some more information on vaccines that you're not going to want to miss.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Power Hour for this Tuesday broadcast. You know what's interesting is the Gardasil. You know, Gardasil is now being given to countries all over the world. The problem now, a lot of these countries don't have the same protection afforded to them by the United States government as far as not being sued, as far as the manufacturers of these products. Now they're having all kinds of legal issues in a lot of these countries. Let me read you what one of the top researchers said about Gardasil. This is a guy, this is Dr. Dalberg. He's a former pharmaceutical industry physician with Gardasil, manufactured by Merck. He was interviewed in the April 2014 issue of the French magazine Principles of Health. And here's what he says. He goes, I predict that Gardasil will become the greatest medical scandal of all times because at some point in time, the evidence will add up to prove that this vaccine, technical and scientific feat that it may be, has absolutely no effect no effect on cervical cancer, and that all of the very, very many adverse side effects which destroy lives and even kill young girls serve no purpose other than to generate profit for the manufacturer. And, you know, I remember when Rick Perry was saying how the girls need to be injected with Gardasil and how what a blowback he had from that in the last election, I guess a couple of elections ago. Today in Europe, many young women this article goes on to say, age 24 to 34, 18 to 24 years without medical history are affected with very debilitating diseases that are directly attributed to this vaccination. One girl was basically only 15 when she received two injections of Gardasil. Within months, she was hospitalized for multiple sclerosis. She temporarily lost sight and the use of her legs. Her father, Jean-Jacques was president of the conference with her lawyer and the mother of other victims. And, you know, and the thing about it, this is this kid after kid after kid, girl after girl after girl, they're having all these horrible effects, including death from these immunizations. And then he goes on to say, the presence of the aluminum adjuvant is very problematic, as shown by the scientists Chris Shaw and Tomovic from the University of British Columbia. The aluminum migrates into the body and reaches the brain where it accumulates. There are many adverse effects noted: death, convulsions, Guillain-Barre syndrome, facial paralysis, chronic fatigue, autoimmune diseases, pulmonary embolisms. And now we have folks coming out saying that within, by 10 years, by 2025, due to all of these different factors, including the use of glyphosate or Roundup in the food supply, that we're going to have half the children diagnosed with autism. Now, let me ask you guys a question real quick. Haven't you noticed how many sick kids there are? How many kids that just aren't as sharp as they used to be? How many kids that are always at the doctor's office? How many kids are just basically not doing really well on their exams? I know at the local community college where my son has been enrolled now for the past 4 or 5 months, they've told me that about a third of the children that come in there with some type of special needs status. Now, guys, if you think that's okay, that's not okay. I've looked at the work that my son is doing in school because he's in a dual enrollment program because he's 15 years old and he's taking his college classes and he has a 4.0. Last week they took an exam in his English comp class in which they were using, it was a test on grammar, on the usage of syntax and grammar and verbs, et cetera, and nouns. And the teacher said, this is a test that you're going to take that has no grade as part of your class participation, because we're not going to grade you on it because the grammar basically is so bad now that if I try to grade you on it, almost all of you guys would fail it. Now, if none of you have a problem other than myself over what that teacher said, when I was in college, gosh, over 40 years ago, you know, it was tough. I mean, we had a lot of classes that would just kind of kick your bottom, especially when you got into the chemistry and the microbiology and some of the other classes that were just basically all new words and all new nomenclature, and you had to learn how to memorize all of these Latin terms for all these different body parts and all these different chemicals. And, you know, these are tough classes. But now we're having this dumbing down of America, and we've talked about it at length on the show before, you know, from the aluminum to the chemtrails to the immunizations to the fluoride, basically calcifying the pineal gland, to all of these different drugs that we're giving these kids on an ongoing basis. Let's just look at non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like right now. This is important. I want to share with you right now. In the United States, I'm going to tell you what these are first. You guys know what they are. This is stuff like aspirin and Voltaren and ibuprofen and Celebrex and naproxen. Okay, that's what this is. Okay, so now we're not talking about morphine here. We're talking about non-steroidal anti-inflammatory compounds. There are over 100,000 people every single year that are hospitalized in the United States because of these drugs. 15,000 people approximately die every year because of these drugs. Now, think about that for a second. A few years ago, we had, you know, tryptophan was taken off the market because supposedly we had a bad batch come in from China, which I warn you guys all the time not to buy Chinese vitamins. And we had a couple of people die from this tryptophan. The USDA got in and the FDA got in. All these people got in and immediately pulled all tryptophan off the market. It's been off the market now for all of these years. And you can still get 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan, which is a variant. But the point is this. A couple of people die from supplements and they're pulled off the market. If you have 15,000 people die and it's okay. So if you have a jetliner that's carrying 200 people and, you know, all of a sudden you have 20 or 25 of these things crash in 1 year because of an engine problem, they're going to say, we got to ground these planes way before 15,000 people died, figure out what's going on. Well, we've got to realize that these drugs cause severe side effects. Let me give you some of these side effects on NSAIDs. 40 to 60% of the people who take these drugs have an increased risk of cardiovascular problem. 25% of 27,000 men tested had hearing loss. 60% had increased risks of congenital heart failure. 10 to 30% had increased risks of allergies. 80% had increased risks of miscarriage. And over 7,000 people in the U.S. were hospitalized because of gastrointestinal complications, including bleeding. And see, the problem with aspirin is a very, very effective blood thinner. And because it's such an effective blood thinner, it has a tendency to overthin the blood, and the body doesn't really have a good clotting mechanism for that. That's why it can actually cause wet macular degeneration if you take aspirin every single day. This whole thing of taking an aspirin every day to reduce your risks of heart disease, well, it increases your risks of blindness and all these other diseases that I talked about. If you want to take a blood thinner that doesn't do all of that, you take vitamin E every day, you take cod liver oil every day, you take things that thin the blood, including drinking more water, not taking drugs like aspirin every single day. Well, I take a baby aspirin every single day. My next response, my next question is always, how is your vision? Well, it's been getting worse. Well, you might want to get that checked. Wet macular degeneration, which is basically the blood gets behind the retina and detaches from the back of the eyeball, is one of the primary side effects of excessive aspirin intake or the continual use of aspirin. Now, if you occasionally had to have one of these drugs, like a BC powder or an aspirin product or something like that, that's one thing. I wouldn't do it on a regular basis, but occasionally that's okay. But you really need to realize it also increases the risks of leaky gut syndrome, and that can cause all kinds of other problems. Celebrex now is getting black box warnings in some other countries because it's so poisonous for the heart. Celebrex. I mean, that's one of those you just need to completely stay off of, by the way. And so you need to do the best you can to eliminate these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs from your life. There's all kinds of things that you can do to reduce inflammation. You can reduce grains. You can take grains and sugars, which, by the way, we do a whole show on that. Vitamin D needs to be increased from the sunshine. At least 1,000 to 5,000 IUs of vitamin D3 a day combined with vitamin K. Omega-3 fats are great, like the fish oils that I just said. There's all kinds of natural alternatives that you can use, like ginger and bromelain and cayenne and also turmeric. That works great. You can also do all kinds of things to reduce stress in your life. And one of the other things you can do if you're having problems with headaches is you get rid of all the coffee that you're drinking. I try not to drink coffee. Yeah, I can do it. I know I haven't had any coffee this morning. If I drink coffee in the morning, the first day I feel really, really good. My mental energy is way up. My cortisol is a little bit elevated. But after about 2 days, 3 days on coffee, I start feeling lousy. I'm just tired. I can drink another cup of coffee, and it doesn't help at all. And that's because I'm 59 years old, and I don't want to push my adrenals like that. But I remember when I was young and I was in graduate school at Florida State University, basically I was drinking 18 cups of coffee a day. And at the age of 27, I came down with heart disease, and I almost died from it. And I tell you what, that got my attention. If that doesn't get your attention, nothing else will get your attention. It's almost dying at the age of 27. And I began to realize very, very quickly that I couldn't just treat my body like a pharmacy and dump all these different types of chemicals in there, including the caffeine, and think it was okay, because it's not okay. You can get away with a lot of that stuff when you're younger, but as you get older, as your body's reserve energy starts to go down, your body basically has to maintain the energy levels, because any day, the first day that you have less energy coming into your body than you have going out of your body is your first day of illness. It's a gradual decline in which you eventually come down with some type of horrible disease like cancer or heart disease, etc. But remember, caffeine is not create calories. It stimulates the adrenals to release adrenaline, which pushes your energy up. In addition to that, coffee elevates cortisol, which is the stress hormone. So if you're going to use something, we have a product called Purple Sticks. They're like a package of green tea extract that doesn't elevate cortisol, and that's what we use. If we have to have a boost of energy, we use a Purple Stick. And again, those are available at healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. And also, we have a newsletter that we send out 3 times a week that I write on health, nutritional products, etc., and what you can do from a health standpoint to maintain your health. The newsletter's free. It's at healthmasters.com. But the ongoing use of these types of drugs is ridiculous. I remember a few years ago with the Vioxx debacle, we had tens of thousands of people die from heart attacks and heart disease from this product and valve damage, et cetera, that's done to their heart. And they said up to 138,000 people could have been affected from it. Remember, on prescription drugs, within 5 years, 50% of prescription drugs either have their warning labels changed or are pulled off the market. That's ridiculous. And I've had people come into my office before taking up to 25 different prescription drugs. Many of the drugs, again, were being used to treat the symptoms of the other drugs they were being given. And it's absolutely awful. I mean, and I realize I've got to finish covering all this news, but I can start talking about all the nutrition stuff, and it just gets me going. Here's an article from the Tea Party Command Center. French run for their lives as Muslims stage an uprising in Paris. The French are running for their lives as Muslims stage an uprising all over Paris. It appears that France is on the brink of civil war, according to this author. Now, I certainly hope that this doesn't happen, but as I've told you before, if you haven't heard me discuss this, I've been to Europe many times. My family pretty much lives in Europe. And what I found is this, that there's a huge influx of Muslims into Europe. Now, I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just giving you the observation that I've seen when I've been there. Angela Merkel says within 35 years that Germany will no longer be a Christian country. It will be a Muslim country because of the influx. And a lot of the countries now are actually trying to put limits on the building of mosques, et cetera, because they're coming in with their culture, and they're basically trying to change the European culture into a Muslim culture. Well, I've got a question to ask that maybe no one else has bothered to ask. Why do they want to come into another person's country and change the culture? Why don't they just stay in the country that they came from? You know, the countries that they came from are usually so bad that they don't want to stay in them anymore. They wouldn't be leaving. So now they go to another country and they try to change that other country to be like the country they just left. Well, you know, like Forrest Gump says, I mean, that's just stupid is as stupid does. Why are people doing stuff like that? It makes no sense to me whatsoever why they think that's okay. Well, before I get on, get on my soapbox again, I'll avoid that last one. You got to hear me preach for a few seconds. I don't want to do that to you again. Let's see here. By the way, gold right now is at 1239. It's actually elevating right now, and basically that's because of this horrible stuff that's going on globally as far as the people are basically getting scared of having their money in the banking systems. Now, here's another one I want to talk to you about. Now, you guys, I want you to call me up and ask me about this one. This is really important that you do this. Let me give you the phone number. It's 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. Atheist force city to remove sculpture of soldier kneeling before a cross. Until a few days ago, a war memorial in the public park in North Carolina included a metal sculpture depicting a soldier kneeling in prayer before a cross. But city officials voted to remove the sculpture to settle a lawsuit claiming that the artwork promoted Christianity. King, a small city of about 6,000 people, 15 miles northwest of Winston-Salem, dedicated the memorial about a decade ago. But the statue was removed Tuesday night immediately after the city council voted 3-2 to end the lawsuit. Now an empty hole can be seen where the statue once stood. Fox and Salem, reporting on the controversy the other day, said the memorial is on city-owned land but was paid for through private donations. Both sides in this matter wish to avoid further legal fees, and this agreement will ensure that the city of King will not spend additional taxpayer dollars to continued litigation in federal court, the city said in a statement after the vote. As part of the agreement, the King City Council also said that it would stop flying the Christian flag over the memorial and would pay $500,000 to Americans United for the separation of church and state for their legal costs the group incurred while bringing the lawsuit on behalf of local Afghan war veteran Stephen Hewitt. Now, I find this absolutely egregious, and that's the word that kind of sums this up to me. And here's why. There's no such thing, as far as I'm concerned, as an atheist in a foxhole. You know, when you're being bombarded in the Battle of the Bulge or whatever you want to talk about, which war you're in, you're not going to be thinking, you know, that you're not going to be praying. I mean, it's just not going to happen. This new movie that Angelina Jolie just did with a young man who basically was in the athlete who ended up going into the war, and the ship was sunk, and he ended up in a raft, and he started praying to God, you know, so that he wouldn't die and he would dedicate his life to Christ. You know, what's interesting to me about this is, I've seen this so many times. People think it's okay to do what they want to do, to act how they want to act, and do things like this. Atheist forced city to remove sculpture of soldier kneeling before the cross. This is just a further indication of what's going on in the United States. It's a further indication of where the morals have fallen in the United States and how the globals have come in and have basically wrecked the culture of the United States and have decided that they're going to tell us what we can and can't do. Now, there are little guys here, and what they normally do is they'll start a lawsuit, and the lawsuit ends up basically costing so much money that whoever has done this or put a picture of this kneeling person or a sculpture of a kneeling person in front of a cross, they decide it's not worth the legal bleed. I mean, years ago, I remember I had some friends of mine who were involved in a lawsuit concerning an easement across an individual's property. The person had basically allowed these folks to use his property as an easement for 20, 30 years, and had never really bothered to give them a legal easement. Then that individual decided that he was going to go ahead and put a gate up on that property, you know, an automatic gate with clickers and remote controls and all that to prevent all the traffic from driving through because it's turning into a thoroughfare across his property. And the neighbors who had been using the property for 20 years decided that he couldn't do that, that he couldn't put a gate on his own property because they had a easement on that property, even though it had never been inferred to them, and even though they had another way in and out of their property, it wasn't the only way in and out, that they were going to try to force him via legal means to prevent him from having a gate put on his property. And what ended up happening is, I remember I talked to my friend, and he told me this. He said that he had met with the attorneys, and he said that the way these things are normally settled is that either people move, people die, or people go broke. And he goes, or they just get so tired of spending so much money in legal fees that they go ahead and just back down and they quit. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. 5 years in court, my friend spent, with his title insurance company defending his title on what he could and couldn't do, to the cost of almost $200,000 to have a gate installed. And this is the typical tactic that's used by folks to basically bankrupt the institution that's doing this by doing these meaningless lawsuits. We come back from the break. We'll talk some more about the news.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Ted Brewer, your host for Tuesday. Having a great time. I've got some exciting news for you. In a few weeks, I'll be back on again. And we have basically secured an interview with Steve Quayle. And Steve Quayle is one of my favorite folks. Man, he is a controversial dude. Either people love this guy or they hate this guy. And there's there's nothing in the middle with Stephen Quayle. And that's why I like him so much. So we're going to have him on in a few weeks. I'll give you the news and the updates as far as when that's going to happen next time I'm on with you guys. Annette, West Virginia, good to hear from you again. What do you have to say? What's your comment this morning?
Christianity is guaranteed by Article 6, Section 1 of our Constitution, because all the engagements that were entered into prior to the Constitution, which were part of the Articles of Confederation, are incorporated in our Constitution under Article 6, Section 1, and our founding culture was Christianity.
What do you say? What do you have to say about Barack Obama saying that we are not a Christian country?
Well, that's the answer.
I know, but I know what you said, and I agree with you. But what do you think about him saying that?
Well, it's no different than anything else he has done. It's outrageous. It's blasphemous. And why he hasn't been impeached already, I don't know.
Well, what do you think about these organizations suing these smaller municipalities and forcing them to remove Christian monuments around the country?
Well, it's absolutely outrageous, but that's why I'm giving you the law.
Thank you.
They have to be opposed. Just give them the law.
Well, you know, the problem is I read this really good article this morning with News with Views. It was talking about how we've lost our Constitution and how we've basically been turned into corporations, you know, as individuals, as companies, as people, as everything, just individuals. And we have different laws and different regulations that basically regulate and govern us and basically take us into legal nightmares. And so what's...
I'm aware of that, what happened through our bankruptcy in March of 1933. Yes, but in the meantime, we still have to fight. I mean, that's what it's going to come to.
So you think it's going to come down to just basically marching in the streets, or do you think it's actually going to come to armed resistance?
Well, these devils are not going to be worried about marching in the streets.
Well, I certainly am not promoting that we basically have armed conflict. I don't think any of us want that. But sadly enough, I mean, even Thomas Jefferson said, what did I believe he said, something like the tree of liberty has to be refreshed every so often with the blood of the saints and the martyrs and the patriots. And the sad part about this is that, you know, none of us want this, but we've got a country, it seems, that's completely out of control now, that's doing whatever it wants to do to whoever it wants to do it to, whatever it wants to do it. And we, the people, basically have zero influence, according to a new poll, as far as helping our congressional leaders to basically change the course of the country, because as I've told you many, many times on the show, most of these folks are either being blackmailed or they're living in lifestyles that they don't want people to expose. And so they're pretty much marching the status quo and doing what they're told once they get to Washington.
I realize that. But do you know that there is a literal satanic seed line?
Yes, I know that.
Okay.
And in fact, L.A. Marzulli is going to be discussing that for the next 2 hours.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll leave a website with you if you want it.
Sure. Go ahead, Annette. I don't screen my calls. Go ahead.
KingIdentity.com.
That's cool. One more time. KingIdentity.com?
Yes.
Now, folks, I don't know anything about this website, and that's giving it out. She seems to be very relatively intelligent and basically articulate, and I like intelligent, articulate callers, so I'm letting her give out a website. But the thing about this, isn't that, is, you know, if we as a country don't stand, and we don't have to stand, we need to fall and humble ourselves and go back to our knees and pray, and God said he'll turn and heal us. If we don't do that, I got a feeling the United States is going to go the way of Rome. What do you think?
Well, we need to go to 2 Chronicles 7:14.
And I want to cut you off. We've got music coming up. We're fixing to go to break. We'll be right back. L.A. Marzulli. Thank you enough for your call.